Indeed, on the line I'm joined in by Ubabu Sipho Madjozi. He's with the LCF, that's the Likwa Community Forum. He joins us in conversation. My understanding is that he's the secretary in the LCF, and also joining us on the line is Olani Shoz of the ANC. He's a spokesperson of the ANC in Khartoum and the region of our province. I'll talk to them individually, even though they are paired on the line. Should they wish, well, we'll definitely be exchanging notes there amongst themselves. Bob Matthews, good evening. Really appreciate you making time. How confident are you that the motion of no confidence you filed ahead of tomorrow's meeting will be successful?
But Musa, let me take this opportunity to greet you and the listeners of Rise FM. But Musa, with our prospects for tomorrow is succession of the motion, we are pretty confident that we are going to succeed despite the setback that we've suffered as the yesterday interview that you had yesterday with the leader of the EFF in the province. But our prospects, we are still confident that we are going to succeed.
Yeah. How much of that interview had a dent in the political strategy you're trying to maneuver in Likwa? Because the chairperson of the EFF in the province, Colin Sidibe, said all councillors of the EFF would not be supporting any motion of no confidence. And to make matters worse, I think he, to a large extent, did make a sense that you had not consulted them. Maybe give us your interpretation of what could have happened. Did you lobby other political parties, including the EFF, to support your motion?
Indeed, but Musa, we have lobbied other political organizations, including the EFF in particular. I personally have had a conversation with the chairperson of the EFF in the province. Remember, last week, Sunday, he was here together with the CIC of the EFF, Julius Malema. They were here to pay their respects to Dr. Kumbi. So we had a small opportunity where we spoke a little, and he made a promise to me saying that we are going to engage further the following day, because he was flying to PE to attend the case of Julius Malema of the discharging of firearm. So we did have a conversation, and there's some messages that I've sent to him. So we were supposed to have another one on the 29th as per his promise, he said on the 29th, because the council was supposed to sit, initially it was supposed to sit today. So he said we are going to have another meeting a day before the council. So now, because it was postponed to tomorrow, so we haven't had any other discussion other than the initial one.
Yeah. So having had him yesterday say that they are not supporting the motion, how does it make you feel having lobbied him? And there was somewhat of a commitment. Do you think he was just politicking, or he still stands by the decision and the impulse conversations you would have had with him?
I think it was more of politicking. It was more of politicking than any other thing, because the support of the EFF is not only for the LCF, but it is to be for the community of Likwa. Now, if we can backtrack a bit during our tenure, during our administration, when we started in 2021, we found this municipality upside down. We came in, we did the best that we could. So for the past 3 years, let me say when I was the MMC for Technical Services, one of the major issues that was troubling my community here was the issue of the Likwa shedding, was the issue of water, was the issue of raw sewage spilling in the streets and all that. For the past 2 years, Budusa, there was never a Likwa shedding. You know, as I'm talking to you right now, my generator is running outside. I'm one of the lucky few with a generator. Since the winter started, every day at this time, our location is in the dark. And that started this year. Now, how did it start with Musa? The ANC was brought back into power by the EFF. And the anger of the community out there towards the EFF is so much so that I wish the chairperson of the EFF can come to the ground and listen to the cries of the people. The motion for tomorrow is not about any other thing. It's twofold. Number one is to make sure that Likwa is back functioning and being functional, not under the leadership of the ANC, because we know it has failed everywhere, but mm-hmm. under the leadership of the voting bloc that we had, which the EFF was part of. Sure. Number two, it will salvage the little that is left of the EFF in this municipality. Because by the look of things, the anger of the community, mm-hmm. as I'm talking to you right now, just a few streets away from where I'm at, the streets are barricaded with burning tires. The community is demanding electricity. Now, if the ANC, if the EFF didn't give the ANC power, mm-hmm. we're not going to have this thing. As we haven't had it for the past 2 years, we got rid of liquid shedding.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the we find ourselves because of the EFF bringing back the ANC through the back door.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Maybe before I bring in the ANC, I just want to ask, are you still going the same route of putting the former executive mayor from LCF, Babu Delani Thabete, as the executive mayor? Because when I was speaking to Colin, even offline, he indicated to me that part of the deal breaker at the time was alleged corruption that would have happened. He cites the former executive mayor to have been, you know, played a part, but obviously I've soon spoken to the former executive mayor. He denies all of that. But my understanding is that even if the EFF votes with you, they still have a problem with Delani Thabete. And where do you then, as LCF, lie along that conversation? Are you putting him forward to be the leader in this transitional period that you are forming with the motion of no confidence, starting it and then subsequently having to elect a mayor?
Producer, let me categorically state this. There has never been any accusation or any guilt finding on our leader, Ubabu Delani Thabete, on issues of corruption and things like that. That is number one.
Sure.
Number two, he is still the president of ELCF. So the candidate for now, our executive, was to decide to automatic thing to say, because you are the leader of the organization, then automatically you are going to be its mayoral candidate. Our executive sits and decide on the candidate.
Sure.
Yes.
So you are yet to decide on who will be the candidate?
Yes. We are yet to decide, provided tomorrow's outcome will decide for us. On currently, our executive was to meet and decide on the candidate.
I see. Let's put him there. Sipolani Shores is over on the line. My brother, good evening as well. How confident are you that you'll survive the motion tomorrow?
No. Thank you very much, Musa. Good evening to yourself and the listeners of Rise FM. No, as the ANC in the region, we are very much confident that we will survive the motion tomorrow. We view this motion as just a cheap politicking by the LCF. We must indicate, Musa, that since we have assumed power in that municipality, we were able to address many issues in relation to the water shortages. We have been able to restore water in many of the wards where traditionally there were issues. There are improvements in many of the wards, though in some places like your extension aid and so forth, wherein there hasn't been water for some time, they are still receiving water late in the evening. However, we have been able to address the issue of water. We do believe that we will be able to turn the corner, not in a long space of time. We are busy currently with portal patching in and around Liqua. As we speak, the portal patching is happening in what 14 on the road that leads to extension 2. From there, we will be moving into the many issues that are there in Sakile in terms of portal patching. Kuma Chosi raises one thing very critical, the one that they have since decided to term as Liqua load reduction. As the ANC in the region, we want to indicate that having spoken to our deployees in that municipality, there is no load reduction in Liqua per se. However, what is happening there, that the current electricity load which we are receiving from Eskom is at 56.7 MVAs. And if the system gets overloaded, the municipality has installed the SCADA system wherein it will treat the only the areas that are overloaded with electricity. That is why we have been, and the municipality as well, through their communications, they have been calling for community members to use the electricity sparingly, especially during the peak hours. But we are not experiencing any load reduction. It is just a matter of select areas where we are experiencing, or we are avoiding a total blackout. So it will trip in those areas where the load may seem to be overloaded. We are working very well with the EFF. You may have heard your good self from the interview that was held with the person of the province, that we are working very well with the EFF. We are very much confident that we will come out right in the motion as prepared by the LCF. Yeah. As the region, we are just viewing it as a near cheap politicking.
I see. I see Machozi wants to speak, but let me before... Machozi?
Yes, but Mr. Norman, I would like to quickly correct my colleague here, man, on the untruth that he just uttered now. It's very disappointing to hear someone, the way he sounds, I don't think he's from around the standard one or Sakile, the way he sounds. Because, but Mr. I'm talking to you right now. The location is in the dark. As I'm talking to you right now at this particular moment. Now, let's talk about the issue of the MVA that is allowed by Eskom. Eskom gives us up to 60 MVA. It started sometime last year. Before that, it was 55 footballs. And I managed, when I was still at MMC, I managed to keep the town, to manage the lights, to keep the lights on in my town when we had 55. You know where it went wrong when I put most? Around March, April, I gave advice to the executive mayor, to the current one, to say, start now preparing for winter. I spoke to the MMC, Councillor Marajo, to say, this is an opportune moment so that we don't find ourselves in the dark. But I was ignored, flatly ignored, even in Kansas. As we speak, it would most up until mid-September, we'll be experiencing this. So I'm surprised when my colleague is saying, no, the SCADA, no, but most, we are in the dark every day, even in the mornings. Now, the issue of the new MMC from the EFF that has been installed, there's an MMC for corporate services, but no, sir, that is a blunder. The current, this MMC was a chairperson of a Section 79 committee. Mm-hmm. Not even one report was ever produced, a single report. Even in council, not even a sentence in the past 4 years has he ever uttered in the past 4 years. So it's a disservice to the community of Ligwa. And what my colleague has just said now is really disappointing. He sounds like he's not part of this community.
Yeah, but equally before I allow him to respond to what you've just said now, that particular colleague you've cited now, having the ANC made a blunder in the appointment, you are still seeking that particular party to assist you win your motion tomorrow. What do you say about the caucus of the EFF in general? If on one end you are seeking their support, but on the other end you are criticizing when the ANC appoints them.
But no, sir, this is politics.
Yeah.
At times, as much as we speak is support, but then there are some issues that cannot be ignored, meaning if we are going to overlook some other things because of we seek is support, but no, sir, that is I don't know the way to use it, but it is not a principle that I fall into.
Yeah. So are you saying as the LCF, should you win the motion, you will not appoint that particular member in any particular responsibility because you feel that since the past 4 years they've been in council, they've not contributed meaningfully?
Now, here's the difference, Putmusa.
Sure.
If we win the motion, the difference here is that the current administration of Councillor Sesi Mgomezulu and his executive, there is no capability there. There is no capacity there. It's what we are always facing in council. If you can watch our council sessions, I don't know what do they call it on social media. It's a second-hand whatever. Because of the poor contribution that we get from the executive, the current executive. Now, here's the difference. For the past 3-4 years, in our administration, it was meaningful contributions at all times. Now, all councillors that are in our voting block or that were in our voting block, we empower each other. We give each other pointers. We support each other. But the current one, it's just a shame. It's just a shame. Mm-hmm. We are in laughing stock. If you want our
constitution. Yeah, equally. So there's been a concern or a complaint leveled against the administration of the ANC. I'm told that currently, as we speak, there's a protest somewhere in Lekwa. I'm not sure how accurate that information is, but we trust that Obamacare will not mislead us. How are you then reacting to that? I mean, seemingly there is somewhat of a disservice or rather dissatisfaction rather around the service that you provide. Maybe an account on how best you rate the level of service delivery you've been doing since you've appointed the executive mayor there in Lekwa.
No. Thank you very much, Musa, once more for the opportunity. What we are saying and what the municipality has been communicating is that, one, there is no load reduction. Well, that protest, it has to do with the issue of electricity. What I have been trying to explain to Matthews, that there is no load reduction. However, it is due to the systems being overloaded. And as a result, select areas where there is overload, it will trip. What the municipality has been able to do was that it is able to install this SCADA system so that it only trips the affected areas that are overloaded. We have been, together with the municipality, calling for our community members to use electricity sparingly, especially now during peak hours that will be in the evening and in the morning, like he is indicating. So if we can be able to work together with the community to ensure that we keep the electricity usage at minimal, then there won't be any electricity trips. However, we are much more confident that we will come out right from the motion tomorrow as presented by the LPS.
Yes. Earlier this week, the executive mayor appointed Councillor Mtimkulu into that position of MMC. I think it was corporate services, if I'm not mistaken. Were you consolidating the ground, knowing that the motion of no confidence was coming up this Friday? Have you lobbied the EFF? I know that you do have an existing relationship now, hence you are in power. But have you gathered the support and ensure that they will be voting with you tomorrow?
Well, of course, given the, as you would have heard from the interview yesterday of the provincial chair, we are in talks with the EFF. And the replacement of the MMC, you'd remember that the EFF had issues with the previous speaker, and we appointed the speaker, and just a day before yesterday, we're appointing the MMC, who also drains from the EFF. So we do have that relation with the EFF. We have consulted with them, we are in talks with them, and they will be voting with us tomorrow. Thank you.
I really appreciate both of you for having come. I see Obama Chose has forwarded me the protest in Ward 5, Wozani. That's a call that was made there. In fact, Obama Chose has forwarded it as is. I see that community members are lobbying each other there. Let me just play a snippet for the listeners to hear. Well, a process is underway in Lekwa local municipality as we speak. We'll try and then bring in the executive mayor on that score. But to the both of you, I really want to thank you so much for having agreed to speak to me this evening and availing yourself. All the best ahead of tomorrow.
And thank you very much, Kusna.
Yeah, there you have it. Obabo Sipomachozi is with the Lekwa Community Forum, and as well as Kolani Shozi, the spokesperson of the ANC in the Sharks.